We're a little behind. Our next speaker is Anke Mu from the Orange State University.
Good morning. You heard a lot of presentation this morning, and as a mechanical engineer, this is privilege for me to present this material, like a apple harvesting robot. So thank you, Dr. Chen, and then I hope not speaking different language. And I appreciate all other great team members for this project. So I'm going to talk about the robotic apple harvesting. What's the motivation and then challenges? And then I'm going to present what we have done last few years to develop the understands the apple picking robotics. And then we have about three different type of the robots. So we'll focus on the last one. So as you know, you see a lot of rapid progress in agricultural automation, but the production of some crops, particularly for apple, for the fresh market, it still depends on the manual labor. And as you know, labor costs are rising, and then, you know, we are facing uncertainty about the availability of the farm labor. So the growers and farm managers and researchers actually focus on how you got to solve problems. So there are so many research on going on this one, but it's not yet for commercially available devices because of there's some challenges. As you know, the orchard environment is a totally unstructured environment, which includes some kind of variable outdoor environment conditions, complex tree structures, and fruit cluster stand occlusion, name a few. Actually, and then also we are talking about biological object. It's the really sensitivity to the damage. Speaking of the commercialization, as you know, this one was was a cover story of the mechanical engineers, the magazine this year. Then the two companies actually have been raising for commercialization for the apple picking robot. One on the left one is the FF Robotics based on Israel, and the right one is Abundant one. The FF robot actually has a just simple 3-degree freedom, and put the systems in the tractor, approach the apple, and then up and down and approach, and then just twist it. So 3-degree freedom, very simple robot systems. And right one is Abundant robot one is actually use a pneumatic actuator, actually vacuum type one, and then they're through all the storage parts. So you saw this one in the YouTube, I believe. So our the approach is actually understands the design, meaning that we don't have any extra the sensors except the visual camera. We don't have any the obstacle avoidance or any branchy the visual anything or force feedback or anything. And then just look and move through picking, and then mechanically reverse the position error and try to replicate human picking process to minimize damage. And then we targeted on the modern orchard system, like pre-trellis and then fruit wall, tall spindle. So first one is actually this is briefly summarize the manipulator and end effector. 7-degree of freedom system, this is 6 regular joint and 1 prismatic, and then the end effector is a totally 3D printed one. This is very common, tendon-driven, under-actuated systems, right? So use this one. And then this one is kind of be beneficial because we have some passively compliant joints will reduce the damages. And then we have the torsional springs. Each finger connected to one motor. And then we integrate this one. and then to the field test. But before that, I noted that this one is actually, we do some workspace modification. Discussed with the grower, we actually remove some apples that very close to trellis, and then trunk, and then behind the trellis. So the cycle, so we have only 2.5 apples because we thinned before the one. And then after field evaluation, we got some result, and 127 apples were picked out of 150. So it's about 85% success rate. And then this one is a kind of a failing category. We'll explain to you later with a new version, because this is about the same category. And then mean picking time is 6 seconds. And then from this one, we kind of learned that, hey, just open loop, and then look and move through picking is kind of viable approach. And then maybe tactile force sensor will be really helpful to improve the harvesting efficiency. And then, of course, if you do obstacle detection, then that will be improved at the harvesting efficiency as well. And then next year, 2016, that we actually try to integrate the catching robot system as well, because as you know, the storage time is kind of significant. So we try to integrate this system into the apple picking one. So this is just simply put two double joint with the basket, and then we include one more degree, so Y direction prismatic joint. So overall, the 8 degree of systems, and then 2 degree the catching robot. And then to prove concept, we actually performed the laboratory test to how this one reduced the total peak time. As you can see, the overall peaking time can be reduced about half in the laboratory practice. And then we actually moved this one to the field and then do some tests. But actually, it was not the really get the great results. So I didn't present the result because they didn't work well. The kinematic 8 degree of freedom system, kinematic calculations and all that is not the work well. And then this the catching robot is kept colliding with the branches underneath. And then even though we got some apples, but a lot of bruise, not the bruise, but actually cut or other damages. So we have to think about something differently. So we move to the simplify the degree of freedom. So we actually move 3 regular joints from the major 6 degree of freedom one, and then put X, Y, the coordinates so that we get the 5 degree of freedom. So there are several benefits for this one. First of all, the price for this robot. This is customized, the modular robotics. We spent like $15,000 to build this one, but actually removing these 3 one reduced about 55% the cost reduction, and then also the because of this only 3 angle one, we don't need to do any inverse kinematic numerical iteration to get the angles and all that. So because we have an analytical solution, so we can reduce the calculation times overall. In this setup, we cannot clearly see the differences, but when we implement this one into commercialization one with the microcontroller, that's going to be beneficial. And also another one is replace that the tendon-driven one into the 3D printed soft end effector. Tendon-driven one, we actually, even though we thin it before the field test, that one is actually hit the branches and then trellis wires, and sometimes it's broke the fingers broken. But this was easy; we can just replace it in the field easily, about 10 minutes. But we actually try to avoid that problems with the 3D printed one. So this is a CAD modeling for that. Two short fingers and the longer one, two short fingers actually stabilize the apples. The longer underneath fingers actually wrap around the apple for the secure wrap spin. This is the dimension. And then also we have to find out what's going to be the actual, the air pressure. So we are trying to measure and analyze the pulling force with the ANSYS model and then measure in the lab. So we will see about 15 PSI will do like a 40 to 50 Newton pulling force that provide enough normal force to the robot hands to pick. And then also another beneficial for this one is actually the currently most of soft robotic application, they require the mold and then the casting to fabricate this one. But this is totally the 3D printed without any post-processing required with a TPU one. Okay, so that's very simple. Integrate with the visual systems, we actually went to the field the last fall and then to harvest the Jesuit apples. So this is about the rate for the apple picking. So this is end effector, 3-degree regular joint and then 2 prismatic one. So axis direction is kind of the approach to the apple. And then Y degrees along with that orchard. And then Z is it's about vertical direction. And then we have only global, the stereotype camera. And then, the catching robot is in here. Arm is here. The other one is this side because we just start from here in the basket because we assume that the truck is pulled, is towing that bin behind. Okay, so start from there. So, and then this one just show you just typical apple detection image. 11 apples are detected now, and this one is to show you the soft robotic end effector actuation approach to the apple, not actuated yet, and this is the side view for the actuated and top view. So we actually tried to pick the Jazz and then the Envy, just a little bit difference in size, and those both can be adapted very well. It could adapt well. And then just short video, and this thing to how this one works. See that the catching robot is in the bag and it's come over here and then receive it and then put it back to the one. And what you... Sometimes it's just fall, apple fall, and then robot know that the position, so they just go and grab it. Nothing, grab it, right? So, just part of the video on that. See? Sometimes it's the mechanical malfunction. It's the catching robot is not there. So, anyway. So this is performance numbers. We could pick 116 apples out of 172, 67%. Noted that this one has we did not modify any orchard system compared to the last one. Just we picked as it is. So 67%, and then large increase in attempt to apple. That's what this one said. Because previous one we thinned already, so that 2.5 apples for the one picking cycles, and now it's about 5.1. And then average time for the produce is 7.3 seconds. This one is totally included approaching and pick it and storage too. So 7.3 seconds, and then the soft robotic one is actually the grasping and close time is way shorter than the tendon one. Tendon one is 1 to 1.5 seconds, but this one is about 80 milliseconds. So that one is reduced a lot of time without any damages. And then catching robot is actually kind of the performance was underwhelmed. And then we could only drop 69 out of the 116 because some malfunction, dual coordination was not really worked very well. But out of 69, 34 is actually the robot caught that one. And then depend on the varieties, 68% for the Jazz and 37% of the Envy. So the because Envy is bigger than Jazz, so that as you can see, that one is actually kind of bounced out. So from this one, we can see we have to make a little bit bigger, a little bit deeper basins. And then, we have a simple two regular joints, but the arm is very weak. I need some solid arm to reduce that kind of oscillation when the one. And also possibility that we can have one more degree close to the picking one, okay, so that we are working on that one too. And then this is the categories that I talk about, the 5-1. So the cluster, then position error, and pseudo pendulum, and failure to detach, and obstructed grasp. So this five categories, this three, especially closed one, is kind of a big issue, as you can expect it. So some discussion about this one. The cluster is sometimes is successful, sometimes not. Depends on how that one is clustered, right? So, for example, the center one is totally the occlusion, but one is clearly see that the camera system will localize just one. So the robot can pick one this cases. But this case is kind of a partial occlusion. Sometimes it's going to be a little bit more problematic because vision system identified two apples, but actually it's not in line with the actual apple, so that actually we cannot get any apple from here. But this one, for example, this one, no matter which one get picked first, it's going to be pushed away, so that only get only one out of here. But if we have some kind of a higher level logic, and then a little bit more degree of freedom, then maybe approach this one first, and then this one is from right side, and I mean left side and right side, then it'll pick successfully, right? So this one will be improved, that one. So depends on the clusters, and then depends on the what we have more than we can clearly improve that thing. Another problem is actually pseudo-pendulum one. And pseudo-pendulum one is actually the kind of longer branches. This one is actually approach the apple and then grab it and rotate and pulling, but there's no load to the stem, but that one just swing it, right? And the robot knows that one is already picked, but actually not. So this one is actually really common in the orchard, and then especially NB varieties are very frequent than the Jazz. So in this case, if you have a force sensor, or we can detect the branches and trellis, that one, then we can see it. Hey, okay, that's the pseudo pendulum one. So what we can do is what? Like apply the pitch minus 90 degree, and then we can easily pick it, right? So, but we don't have any. So if you improve that thing, then that's going to be a really helpful. So so far we are trying to make some sensor implemented into the 3D printed system now. So sensor is working. So hopefully sometimes we can apply the sensor feedback, force feedback with that sensor, the end effector. Okay, so this is just the show you conclusion. So we can successfully harvest the apple with a low cost and then pick and catch approach. Even though that's a 67%, without any modifying the orchard so far, so you can get a reasonable result. And then 73 seconds one. And then as you can see, if you have a forced feedback, and then once we have a certain obstacle avoidance visual system improvement, that will improve the efficiency of the robot systems. All right, and then this one actually supported a bunch of places, but especially USDA support this one, initiate this one. Thank you very much. With that, any questions? Yes. Oh, for the vision team, we have a vision team. We actually support the vision teams. They actually, color-wise, they detect the ripeness one, and then they just choose what they have to. If that one is to pick, then the robot will receive the coordinate and pick it. So the vision systems, I don't have any clear answer for that, but they just check the color and for the ripeness. I don't think we did for like a green or a yellow, the variety though. Yeah, so yep. Good point. Yes. Some is actually fall because, as you know, they hit by the end effector. So we are doing end effector optimization. That's forced to generation one. So the now it's kind of finger is kind of thick because the 15 psi one we need a little bit 40 to 50 force to generate with that. So after optimization, we'll have a little bit thin finger so that it's not hit the other one. And then leap. This proposal is actually like a man and a robot coordination system. So once robot pick everything and the left over one, like on the trellis and then, the close to branches one, the man can pick the rest. Actually, our goal is actually 90 to 95% by robot and the rest by human, but, we're not getting there yet. So,
thank you very much.
Thank you.